24:30.
Bridgeport?
Bridgeport. Why are we sticking it up?
This qualifies outside of what we saw on the top floor.
Would you state your name for the record?
Sergeant Michael Segrist, S-I-G-R-I-S-T, Michael Thomas Felling.
Thank you. Sir, the records indicate that there is a felony conviction on your record.
Sergeant, is that accurate?
We believe the appellant has used an alias between the two, and yes, that would be.
There being a felony conviction on your record, this board does not have the authority to rule on your issue, your permit question.
That's not me, that's my brother. The alias name that he's talking about is my brother, it's not me.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I said the alias that he's referring to is my brother, that's not me. We have different date of birth, he's older than me, I'm younger, and everything that I was convicted or charged of, I provided documentation for.
Sergeant?
We're just showing a connection. Have you ever lived at 177? No, where's that? Hill Ave and White Plains?
Yes.
Yes?
I did notice discrepant dates of birth.
He's 1980.
How does Bridgeport account for that?
It's actually pulling up both. It's pulling up the names, all the aliases, and both dates of birth as associated under III and NLIT.
Correct.
So it appears, and I don't know if it's the appellant or his brother, that somebody has been arrested using somebody else's name or the name as an alias, but when you run them in III and NLIT, it does pull up both dates of birth as well as the alias, the main name, and then the appellant's name is referenced as an alias. And it comes back to an extensive criminal history in New York.
You guys made an attempt to resolve that through fingerprints or through photos?
We did try with New York to do photos, and they didn't have one on record.
What about fingerprints? Which would be better?
The appellant did do fingerprints, and I believe, do you have this return? I just want to confirm. I think they both came back no criminal history.
We should probably have your name on the record also, since you're...
Okay, Nicole Lozada, L-O-Z-A-D-A.
Thank you.
And what's your brother's name?
Jamal C. Wright, born 1980, 3/21/1980.
And then, I don't want to say your name, and what's your date of birth?
8/30/83.
Do you run into this problem?
Yeah, has he ever used your name that you're aware of?
Yes, he has. He's got a DWI before, and I had to go to court for all that and clear that up. So, yes, he has used my name before.
So, I mean, that could be the issue, is that we did do the fingerprints that came back, no criminal history for state, no criminal history for FBI, but the NLETs and the III are both returning that alias that appears he is his brother.
Was it you or your brother as a security guard?
I'm the security
guard. You're a security guard, right?
Yes.
And you had that one issue then?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had brought the disposition if you need to see it again.
No, we have that record. We're just trying to figure if you or the other person.
No, that's me. And he's totally, he's the criminal. I'm a good guy.
Okay.
I don't know another way to put it.
Does he live in Connecticut?
No, he lives in New York.
And did he previously have a Danbury address?
No, I live in Bridgeport.
Okay, just because one of them did previously pull up some stuff in Danbury.
In Danbury.
Okay, so he has a criminal history there as well.
Yeah.
In Torrington. Okay.
Yeah.
We did try to verify. I tried again with CAD as well as New York this morning just to see if I can obtain some arrest photos versus the arrest reports we have, and they were not able to provide it. And I think what's happening is the appellant's brother, it appears it's on-site arrest, so they're not necessarily taking him to booking and doing fingerprints. He was just arrested at, like, PTA'd, so that's part of the problem, too, in proving who it was.
All right, so what are you going to do today? I mean, really, it's up to you guys to prove it is the guy with the record, not him to disprove it necessarily.
Yeah, I just have one question. With Joseph Carter, what was that alias for?
I had a name change when I was younger.
Okay.
Go back, yeah, because that pulls up as well as tied to the other person.
Do you have any documents with their brother's cases that he was trying to...
No, I don't, but I could call him, see if he answers, if you want to talk to him. That's about the best I can do.
Yeah, so we're...
Just a report that he uses your info. You know, did you ever make a report that you were aware he was using your name?
No, I never made a report of that.
Well, you really can't be neutral. You brought this case, and he was this person, and he has this disqualifying felony conviction. Are you going to try to prove that today, or maybe, I don't know what you're doing. Because we're not going to be able to resolve it if you don't have the information, and probably something should have done before coming today.
So these other issues that you had were just a larceny?
Yes, and if you want to see, I can show it to you.
No, I have the police report here.
That's all I have.
So if it's not him with the felony conviction, are you prepared to issue?
Excuse me?
If it's not him with the felony conviction?
Yes.
Then you would issue?
Correct.
And fingerprints, both state and FBI came back?
No criminal history. I wasn't aware it was his brother, like previously when all this had come back, because then that could have been a discussion. But fingerprints did come back good, state and federal, and then it just came back, like I said, triple I.
That could be a good sign, but could also be he was given a summons.
And that's what New York said. New York said that they were...
He has a fingerprint.
Yes.
And if the brother has a felony, he can't have been printed, or a felony.
And also, may I add, I have a Utah calendar.
So he would have to submit prints to Utah, to be up in Utah would have to clear the prints.
So we're willing to issue.
You are willing to issue.
All right, so then basically he can withdraw his case with the understanding you're going to issue the permit.
Correct.
So this is sort of like an agreement in which Bridgeport has agreed to issue the permit. You can withdraw if for some reason Bridgeport doesn't issue. Let us know and we'll put you at the top of the docket for available tape.
Okay.
But before you go, let me get this on the record. Do you have a felony conviction for anything?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
That's important. This is under oath. This is recorded.
No, I know.
And if they somehow in the meantime find out it is you, you have other issues to deal with. I don't think it is, but
no,
I just want to make sure you understand what you're doing.
We also ran the account this morning and came back clear through our dispatch. So. I had to double check.
And then just one more question. Once we issue and he goes down to state, is it going to be like a issue with a constructive denial if they show his name tied to the brother?
No.
Or he'll be good?
If you can send me all the info, I can put him in the system. And
just let them know that it's not his alias. Yeah. He's not. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
okay, so we'll get her email.
You might have to state it.
Alright,
so I'm sorry, we're taking care of that case.
Alright, and everything on your application still the same address?
Yes, 29 Hubble Street. Though.
Yep, that's it. That's what we have.
Okay.
Just get a make current phone number. Yes, we have any.
Alright, we're all set on our end.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.